Hey, what's up, guys? This is Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. Guys, my next guest is super hilarious. You guys are going to enjoy him. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different subjects. You guys are really going to love him, I feel like. And once again, thank you to everybody on the front line. Guys, everybody that are out there in the hospitals, first responders, firefighters, cops, everybody's just out there. We really appreciate everything you guys are doing. We really do. I do. And I know so many people do. But now, let's bring in my guest today, Jose Guzman.
Yo, what's good, homie?
Yo, what's good, Anthony?
Chilling, bro. Chilling. Trying to enjoy this quarantine life, my guy.
Yep, just like any other normal citizen can, huh?
Facts. Mask and gloves, bro.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of that.
Facts. I know I'm like, I sort of get it, you know what I'm saying? But like, I also, it's like, dang, bro. Like, that should be blocking off my breathing, bro.
Maybe it happens to a lot of bigger guys because I'm having the same problem.
Facts. Oh, man. So, there's some crazy crap going on in the world right now, bro. Outside of this, 2020 is like crazy already, bro.
Yeah, man. It all started with the death of Kobe and his daughter. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, them.
R.I.P. For real. Was that the beginning of this year?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's the first major thing that happened this year, which is crazy to say, right? Because you would think people die every day, but it's Kobe,
bro. That was some crazy stuff. Like, just the whole Kobe thing hit you like weird, bro. Like, it wasn't like a, when Michael Jackson died or like Prince died, everybody, it was like sad, but like, it was whatever, I guess. But bro, when Kobe died, bro, that really, I think it just shook up everybody, bro.
Yeah. And it's not just in the States, man, around the whole world. Like, everybody loved Kobe.
Facts.
There wasn't nothing like that day. Like, everybody was just couldn't believe it, or was so shocked that they just wanted to wake up from a dream. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Facts. And it was just I think it had a lot to do, he was on like the upswing of just the retirement thing.
Oh yeah.
And everybody, he was just dang, he was young, bro.
Yeah, he was starting a book and everything.
Yeah, bro. I think a series. He was starting a book series.
Yeah, and it's crazy too because he got more involved with his daughter and the basketball team and stuff that he had going on, and it was one of those things where it's just like, damn, man, like someone changing everyone around them for the better and they die. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Facts. Yeah. Dang, yeah, freaking, and then now with, and then you got, the COVID stuff going on or whatever.
Oh, yeah, bro, this COVID stuff is out of control. Like, I really don't understand what's, going on right now.
I'm no doctor or anything, but, I just feel like, and I know it's, worse than, the flu, because, I feel like a lot of people, they go, oh, well, it's just the flu, why can't they do anything? And so, I'm not one of those people, but I'm also not one of the people that's just freaking out, everything. Because I feel like I just don't know, at this point, the people that got it, are in the hospital, but, they're making it seem like, people that got it can still be out here. You know what I'm saying? How factual is that? Because if you still out, and you got like no, you got like nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that shit just pop up again. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
No, yeah, like I've been telling a couple people from work, and I'm telling them like, yo, honestly, like all the symptoms and stuff that people were having, like I kind of had similar symptoms in November, like because I was sick for like 2 weeks. Like I had chest pains and I didn't have trouble breathing or anything like that, but it was like it felt like a flu, but it wasn't because I had flus. I like every like 2 or 3 years, I'll probably get like a flu, like a light flu, I guess you could say. Yeah. And it felt like a flu, but it wasn't a flu. Like I didn't have all the sweatiness, like the fever or nothing like that. I just had like mostly chest pains and sometimes maybe heavy breathing, like where I couldn't breathe right. But that's because I was doing basketball or doing something to make my heart race. You know what I mean? And that was back in November. And even my wife, like she was sick too. So like people really started paying attention more like the next year, or the following year, you know, like a month or two later. And it's like, damn, like maybe people were already or came in contact with it in November, December.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They didn't know it.
Like, and that's the thing. It seems like it's mostly affecting though, like people with like underlying issues. Like, so, you know, like while it's affecting everybody, you know, like there's like serious consequences, you know, when you have something like asthma or diabetes or something.
Yeah.
You know, and so I just, you know, I'm not really even sure like where they are now with it. You know, like the news just, you know, the news is just like a bunch of sad stuff. So I try and stay away from the news as much as I can. But
yeah, I don't watch it at all.
Yeah, yeah. That's like, you know, and I know, you know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you need to stay up to date. You know, like, but like, really, like all those people I know, like they're the ones like freaking out or.
Those are the toilet people, the toilet yeah. paper people that I like to call them. Like, yeah. Those are the TP people. Like, you got to stay up to date. It's going around. Grab 1,000 rolls of toilet paper. Like, I really never got that concept. Like, what are we doing with the toilet paper here, guys? Like, what are we really doing?
Bro, 100%. I have no clue, like, what the whole, like, and people are still trying to explain it. But, like, I thought, you know, I'm not sure if we just, like, even, like, worst case scenario, you know, like, we get the the toilet paper from China and paper towel from China. Like, can't you just make that? Like, isn't, like, it's simple, right? I gotta imagine that making toilet paper and paper towel is pretty simple.
Like, no, the fact that it's not that it's not simple, it's that the cost. In China, they got maybe sweatshops of people doing it for, like, 3 cents or something. Like, something crazy. Because, I mean, we do that now. Like, America's really good at being cost efficient when it comes to product. So, like, that's why they deal with China a lot, because they get a lot of stuff and have China make it for dirt cheap, get it over here, and then they sell it for $1,000 or a couple hundred, or, you know what I mean? Like, depending on the item.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's all that it is, really.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I get that. I just, like, you know, like, people thought they were going to run out of toilet paper. Like, I just don't, you know, I'm not sure about that concept. Like, but I mean, I guess there was a period of time like nobody was selling toilet paper. But like I had already had, you know, I already got my big Costco pack.
So you were the lucky one.
So I was just like, I know, and I was like, all right, like, but when I went into Costco not too long ago, and they had, you know, like they had Charmin, like they had Mad Charmin in there, bro.
That's a good brand too.
Facts.
Like, I think, like, even like getting off of a little bit on a tangent here, but honestly, I think when it comes to toilet paper, Charmin's probably up there. So maybe that they're left there because the price on that is a little bit more than the cheaper toilet paper that I can get in mass quantity. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, facts, man. I like, but you know, at Costco, these things, you know, Charmin's come in mass quantity, but I think they did raise the price. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. I think, like, because, like, I don't know what it was before, you know, like, I feel like, you know, like, you price certain things, but, like, toilet paper, like, you need, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm not sure what the price was before, but I definitely feel like it went up, because I feel like I had to pay somewhere close to $30 for this last pack, bro, yeah.
How much toilet paper are you buying?
It's like, bro, it's a lot. It's a Costco pack.
Okay, what's the amount in a Costco? Is it like 50 toilet papers?
I think it's more than that. I think it's...
Wow.
I think it's... Oh, man. Because I think like 10 come in a pack, and there's like 6 or 7 packs in there or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's... it's crazy, bro. Like,
that's a lot.
And the crazy part is, bro, toilet paper... Bro, this like mm-hmm. This was the first toilet paper I bought since last year. So,
okay.
Yeah, those things last a long time, bro.
Honestly, man, at this point, if toilet paper has become such a sacred item to find in the stores, like maybe they should drop the prices down on the bidets. Like, really?
Facts.
Because these people are out of control. I honestly, to go back on what we were talking about, I think somebody tried to make a trend or thought it was funny to be like, oh, I'm just going to grab all the toilet paper, shared it across social media, and then everybody just bit it. Like, oh my God, he's right, toilet paper. And then boom, everywhere has, like, no one's selling toilet paper.
That would, like, you know what I mean? Bro, that legit would be a thing, though. Like, with the way the world is now, I could see mm-hmm. somebody just saying something on, like, you know, just going to grab all the hand sanitizers for no reason.
Yo, have you noticed how cheaply made hand sanitizer is right now? Like, you go to the store and you find hand sanitizer, you're like, oh, all right, cool. You open it up, it smells weird, it's watered down. Like, it's just like, yo, this is not hand sanitizer that I bought. Like, yeah, that's... That's exactly what it is. I'm just like, yo, this smells like straight garbage. Man. Like, I don't want this.
You know what? The best way to do that is to make your own. I had actually went to GNC and got aloe vera gel. And then I had alcohol. And if you mix the aloe vera gel with the alcohol, it creates it creates a hand sanitizer.
This man's out here being a chemist. That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it on YouTube. A lot of people saying make your own hand sanitizer, this and that. But it's like, if you're selling the same hand sanitizer, don't water it down.
Yeah, 100%.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, they're just probably trying to just, like, get some stuff out. I don't even think there's still hand sanitizer in the stores. You know, I see a lot of stuff coming back, you know, in different types of, you know, you can see paper towels a little bit and then toilet paper a little bit.
Yeah.
But it just seems really weird with, like, you know, like the whole hand sanitizer and like the disinfectant sprays. Bro, I think mm-hmm. the craziest thing, though, is like I feel like it's going to last for a while. Like, because... You know, with the whole thing, like with the disinfectant sprays and all that stuff, is because people are so scared and so freaked out that they're going to be like, yo, like, I'm never, ever going to be in a position where, like, I don't have this stuff. You know, so now everybody's, like, geared up for war, you know, like, that might not come, you know what I'm saying?
On some doomsday preppers.
Facts, yeah. So it's just like a... I don't know, man. It's a weird sort of time that we're in that, like, you know, all this stuff is happening and then, like, you know, people are worried about, like, toilet paper and paper towels.
I mean, yeah, and shout out to all the couponers out there because those are the real MVPs. Like, they've been couponing almost for years probably, and they probably have a stockpile of toilet paper, a stockpile of hand sanitizer that they probably did for, like, 30 cents. Like, it's crazy. Like, my wife literally went couponing for, like, a good month, and the store ended up giving her money on the stuff she went to go buy. I was like, wait, what? She was like, yeah, they paid me $3, and I bought, like, 6 hand sanitizers, 3 Clorox wipe, and a pack of toilet paper. Like, I'm like, and they paid you money?
That's such a weird thing. I thought, like, I didn't think that was a thing. I thought that was like some
TV Oh, it's a stuff. Thing. Nah, it's a real thing, bro. Like, and it's crazy, but it's also, it takes a lot of time because you're going to grab all the coupons and you got to, you know, map out what store you're going to on what certain days, because they got BOGO days that also go on top of the coupon. So it's like it's a dedicated thing. Super dedication. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that sounds like something that I'm not getting into. Like, I got too much stuff to do as it is.
Nope.
But, like, you know, on one hand, you know, like, if you're sitting there and you just, like, you have the time to dedicate to that, you know, and you want to do it, like, you know, why not? Like,
yeah, like, if you're a stay-at-home mom or a stay-at-home dad, that's a definite thing you need to look into.
I'd be couponing all day, bro.
Yeah, bro, like, my wife literally looks at me like I'm crazy when I'm like, oh, I just bought this toothpaste for, like, $3. She'd be like, are you serious? I could buy 10 for $2. I'm like, all right, but I just needed it. Like, I'm not going hard for couponing. So it's just one of those things, you know, you just, you got to change your life when you coupon.
Facts, facts. Man, yeah, so, crap, how about this Ahmaud Arbery thing?
Oh, man. Yeah, even with coronavirus going around, people still find a way to be racist or hate against a certain color or judge against a certain color or group of people. Like, that's crazy, bro. RIP to that guy and blessings to all his family, bro. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, man. It's a, you know, and that's like, that's such a weird thing because, like, if like you're seeing everywhere, you know, everywhere else, like, at my, like, in Miami, there was like, I think, like, it was, like, 8 straight weeks or something, like, 7 or 8 straight weeks where, like, there was no homicide in Miami. And, you know, like, being from South Florida, you're like, yo, that's not a real thing. Like, you know, and you're just like, dang, bro, not even murderers want to go out in this stuff, bro.
And yeah, it's literally a Christmas miracle, bro.
So crazy, bro. And then, you know, everything starts to go, like, you know, like this way and that way, and you know, people are seeing like more animals and stuff, and like the earth is sort of like, you know, just get, you know, getting back to like not being to where like everybody's like throwing straws in the lakes and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like a
facts,
detox.
100% like, detox, bro. And
yeah, it's crazy. Even like, I haven't heard or seen an accident since this coronavirus started. I mean, just the other day I heard about an accident on the radio, but it was like, traffic was great. All the normal people, and shout out to everybody in Florida who's driving perfect. They're using signal lights. Like, these are the type of people I want on the road every single day.
100%. Like, it's just like, yo, everybody, like, for sure. That was so funny. Like, you're like, shouts out to people driving, but like, yo, that's like real, bro. Like, cause in, you know, like Palm Beach to Miami and Broward, you're just like, yo, like, where do these people get their license? You know, like, where are these people coming from? And
yeah,
and for the most part, you know, it seems like, I'm not sure if it's like a New York thing or whatnot, but you like, no, because you just don't see, like, I don't see as many like outer towners, you know what I'm saying? So I know they're here because I know as soon as all this happened, like, pretty much everybody from New York just came down here. So I get it. But
are you talking about all the snowbirds?
Yeah, and you know, those are the ones that just stay in the house anyway. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
bro, it's been like, it's been so clear, bro, just like traffic in general. And then you get like in some spaces, like, where it's like back roads are actually more like congested than actual like I-95.
No, but see, and going back to what you're saying, like when they talk about New York and the traffic and stuff, I've been in New York. I haven't really been stuck in a traffic jam in New York, but inner city driving, people are moving like synchronized swimmers. Like, it's crazy because they're cutting in and out. Everybody's moving, bicycle. All the skateboarders, everything is moving in between, and you get so close and nothing, no accidents, and everybody's just moving and honking. And in Florida, if it's just a drizzle, automatic hazard lights slowing down to 40 miles an hour on I-95, and you're like, dude, get the F out of the way, bro. I'm trying to get to work. And
100%. That was the craziest thing that I noticed about, like, New York. And just, like, you know, being, you know, like, whether you're, like, in a taxi or whatever. And craziest New York moment was being in a taxi. And I legit, like, because I was like, there's no way I'm, like, this guy's not going to get in an accident. Like, I was just like, bro, every time we're at, it's just like, you know, back and forth, you know, this guy's floored and stopping and floored and stopping. At one point, he hits a bump, and we're, like, in the air, bro, like, off the ground. So we're, like, legit, like, 6 feet off the ground in a car. Wow. Bro, I was like, there's no way I'm doing this again. I was like, there's no way. Like, but yet, no crash. And that's such a crazy thing. And I feel like Florida weather just, like, is, like, super weird, bro. Like, anytime it starts to drizzle, yeah. Like, I don't understand why people suck at driving. Like, they've been driving in this crap the whole life and still can't drive. It befuddles me.
Yeah, it's just, and yeah, it's crazy because even in Florida, like, I drive every day, like, to Miami or Pompano and stuff like that. And just on 95, like, if you put your signal light on, people will speed up not to let you cut in front of them. Even though there's, like, a three-car gap that you have enough time to go with a signal light, they'll speed up just to not let you go and then slow down next to you. Like, are you serious, bro? So, I mean, and that's why people just don't use signal lights, because it's like, yo, if I use it, they're not going to let me go over, so I might as well just take it. And that's literally what happens every day.
Man, yeah, but back to this Albury story, this Ahmaud Albury story.
Yeah.
This was like, I freaking, you know, I sort of hate, like, different moments like this, and, like, for reasons that most people, not for reasons that most people hate it, because, like, it sucks, like, just the racism, you know, like, we know it's all still here. But, you know, even on mm-hmm. the other side, it sucks because now it's just like, you know, it's just like people marching, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's like creating, like, division again.
Well, that's because people are getting tired of the bull crap. Like, I saw the story in Reddit and I was just shocked, like, yo, how is this not? First off, how is the city cops letting these people just go home? Oh, they're in their rights to carry the guns or whatever. Yo, the man just shot somebody. That man literally became the judge and the jury and made a decision and killed this kid. Whether they were in a tussle or not, like, who are you to be driving around with guns and then stopping any black man because, you know, a black person's robbing the neighborhood? So you just get the first black person you see, oh, that's him. Point the guns. Like, that to me is crazy. And if you were to switch roles and race, like, what if it's two black kids in a car and a white man and a white kid's jogging and they run up on him and talk about, yo, you this, like, yo, it would become a different whole scenario if that were to occur. If the black man shot that white kid.
Yeah, he's definitely not going home. Like, bro. Definitely not going home.
Dumb two guys are not making it home.
It'd be absolutely crazy.
And if they do make it home, it's because they went to jail.
And,
like, there's no, you just, come on, bro.
And it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, I just, you know, what I hate is, like, because, you know, like, because of the division, you know, it's just, like, on one side, it's just, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, because I get, you know, we got to get, like, justice for this kid. You know, this random kid just gunned down. And that, you know, that's crazy. You know, it's crazy. And, like, for most people that I've talked to, even people who are usually on the other side of things, they're like, nah, man, that was, like, you know, that was straight up, like, BS. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't think, you know, there's no way that you can spin that. You know, it's two, you know, like, two big guys and one black guy jogging. You know what I'm saying? Like, two big white guys and one black guy jogging. Like, there's no reason, you know, like, you felt in danger. Like, there's one dude, you know, versus both of y'all. So that's, you know, that, like, it's just crazy. That was just absolutely insane. But, you know, sort of like where they're at, I sort, you know, like, I've been, you know, I've been around, though, bro, I've been around there. And it's just not a good place to be. Like, as the,
no, yeah,
you know, like, just that, yeah, that whole Georgia, South Carolina, even certain parts of North Carolina, it's just not good, you know, like, when you're, you know, doing anything there, bro, even visiting, it's just weird as, like, as an African-American, it's just, like, it's one of the weirdest things I've been in, like, 100%.
No, yeah, most definitely, man. And it's still, it's not surprising. It's just, it's still a shock that there's still a lot of people who think like that, who view others like that. Like, and I understand, like, let's not judge everybody, but come on, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you're on the back of your truck with a pistol and your dad's in the front and driving with a shotgun. Like, what are we really doing out here?
Yeah,
bro?
Yeah, like, because that seems, you know, and that seems like a weird, you know, like, because they're, like, hunting, like, I don't, like, and I didn't read a lot of the story, but, like, they were hunting the guy down or something? Like, some guy that was breaking in, entering?
Yeah. So, what it is that there's been a lot of robberies in the neighborhood, supposedly, like, people been getting robbed left and right, or breaking into entering, or whatever the heck the guy said. And they were like, oh, I think they said it was a black male suspect. So these guys just literally just said they might have just saw him jogging or something, and they got in the truck and just went after him. They said, oh, this is him. And I could guarantee you they saw him running, and they're like, oh, he probably just robbed somebody. Let's get him. That's him. And they went chasing. And that to me is like, damn, like, call the cops or something. Like, what are we paying taxes for?
Yeah.
You're not a cop, bro. Like, if you want to follow him and call the cop and be like, yo, I think this is the suspect, that's different. But no, you took it upon yourself to load your guns and chase a black unarmed man. And to do what? To kill him, necessarily, I guess. Because you didn't go out there to talk nice. You went out there with guns. You went out there aggressive, hostile, and you, like, there was no other way that was going to happen any differently besides how it happened.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Like, you know, because even, you know, like, this guy, you know, just like you said, is unarmed, and you got two guns. Like, I'm not sure, like, what exactly are you doing? You know, like, you're not the, you know, they're not the police. You know what I'm saying? And so, just like, you know, even if you did have this sort of vigilante, this vigilante, like, view of things, like, you mm-hmm. still, like, that's not your job. Like,
yep.
And that just, you know, even, like, even through the midst of it all, like, running and, you know, doing all this stuff, feeling threatened, blah, blah, blah. Like, you knew, I feel like they knew they were going out and they were killing some black people.
Yeah, in their heart, at least, I know that's definitely, like, they felt like they were doing God's work or something, probably, in their sick head. Like, it's just ridiculous. And then who's the guy that's recording? Like, who's the guy that was recording? Like, did he see these guys just drive around a truck with guns and was like, yo, let me follow and record?
Like, yeah.
That to me is crazy, too. Like, damn, bro, you didn't go out and try to help, like, the situation? I mean, like, granted, they got guns. Why put yourself in danger? But
yeah, call the police. Do something.
He just, nah, they just sent a record because that's what life is now. We don't help somebody. We just flip the phone up and record and scream out World Star or something. Like, that's what people do. That's just how this era of life is.
Bro, that's the craziest. That's, like, the saddest thing, too. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't even, yep. You know, like, you don't even want to help somebody. You know, it's easy just to, you know, scream World Star and, you know, like, oh, hey, yeah, hopefully bro. I get famous, you know? Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All for clout, man. Clout chasers.
That's crazy as heck, man. And rest in peace to this guy, because that's like,
yeah,
you know, that like that that's some crazy stuff, bro. You're just, you know, you're out for a jog, and then next thing you know, like, you know, your life's in danger, you know, and now ended, like, just because of, like, some, you know, just some racist people. Like, it's crazy to even think about, you know, and it, like, and it sucks, like, sort of being, you know, and as, like, you know, like, when I watch, like, sort of going off on tangent, when I watch sort of, like, comedians, you know, and they, you know, and I, like, I love, like, freaking, like, dark humor, because it's just, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's, like, those guys are freaking hilarious, and, you know, they go off, but, like, you know, they're, like, perceptionists, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, they're, yeah. you know, it's not just, like, stereotyping, it's just, like, seeing certain things, and it's, like, oh, man, that's super hilarious, and, but, on the, you know, on one side, it's just, like, you know, super liberal, like, anything you say or do, like, you know, that could be, like, viewed as racist, is, like, sucks, you know, and you shouldn't yeah, do yeah. it. And then on the other side, it's just, like, dang, there are some, like, super racist people, and, like, be careful. But you're just, like, dude, you're just, like, but it's so crazy how that sort of, like, you know, even though racism happens in the country, it's sort of dedicated to, like four states, which is, like, you know, like four or five states, which is, like, absolutely, like, weird. And I guess that's how, that like, that's how it was set up, because, like, the Confederacy or something. I gotta go back and pay attention to more American history, I guess. But that's so crazy that, like, it seems like the rest of the country, you know, everybody's, like, you know, super liberal. There's obviously, like, Republican and Democrats and blah, blah, blah. But
yep.
then you just got, like, redneck racism in, like Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and then maybe some parts of North Carolina. But I did have pretty good experiences in North Carolina for the most part. But a lot of that stuff, that just seems like, it seems super weird. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how, I'm not sure how you combat that, though, as far as, like, because it's the same, you know, like, it's the same, like, racist families, you know, they're going to become, like, you know, cops or whatever, and it just, like, continues, like, this cycle of just, like
well, eventually, they're going to be, I mean, they're pretty much outnumbered now, but eventually, as time goes on, there's going to be more mixtures of families. Yeah. Like, there's a, like, right now, to just say you're just one, like, you're just Mexican, dating a Mexican girl or guy, whatever, and boom, you have a Mexican child. Nah, like, I'm Mexican and Puerto Rican. My wife is Irish. So when we have a child, we're going to have a Mexican, Puerto Rican, Irish child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like that, now that baby is mixed. So it's almost one of those things, like one of those skits. What's his name? Oh, man, I forget his. He's a comedian. Well, he was a racist. He was playing as a racist guy, but he was a black man.
No. Are you,
And
I know Dave Chappelle did one of those. Yeah.
Dave Chappelle, that's okay. what I'm talking about. Thank you. Dave Chappelle played that scene or that episode where he was blind.
Oh,
he,
yeah,
was,
yeah.
he was racist yeah. and all that, but he was black. So to me, in that aspect, it's like my child, if let's say God, you know, he becomes a racist, that's going to be ironic, dude. Like, what are you hating? You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to be so mixed with different backgrounds and, I just don't see racism lasting forever.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And that's, man, I had that same conversation with somebody else. And I guess, yeah, I also have sort of flip-flop on this because I was talking about that in, you know, the fact that, you know, so many people are, you know, going to school with so many different, you know, and you just don't really choose, like, who you fall in love with, you know what I'm saying? And so, mm-hmm. it's, you know, it'll be crazy because there's just going to be, like, all these mixtures of people, because, you know, it's just like, you know, whether it's black and white, Spanish and white, Spanish and black, you know, like, it's just going to be, like, a bunch of just, like, mixed people, you know, like, fair-toned people just, like, walking around eventually, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, yeah, and most of the people that are racist are doing it because the people that they hang out with are that. Like, they don't really necessarily, deep down inside, they don't really believe in it. They just go with the flow. Almost like a follower. Because I know somebody that used to say a lot of stupid shit, right? Sorry, a lot of stupid stuff. Cool. And now he's more like, okay, that's not what I mean. That's not what I am anymore. So he changed his way because he realized like the people he was hanging around with wasn't good for the way he was trying to exist in this life. Like, so, you know, it's just something that triggers in your mind, like, damn, like, this is something that's not, why am I doing this? Why am I following this type of group of people, you know? And you change, you become a better person.
Yeah, and when you and when you think about it, like, you know, the actual thought process behind racism, you know, is super weird, you know, because you're just sort of like, oh, you know, like, this guy has a different skin tone than me, like, so, you know, I guess I gotta hate him. Like, that's, you know, that, like, that's absolutely, like, asinine. It's crazy to even think about. But then, you know, you got, like, you also have the, you know, the people who are just, like, you know, just raised like that. And, you know, and even, like, even people that, like, that I know, you know, and... you know, they were raised like a certain way, and it's just like, oh yeah, you know, like, I don't want, you know, I don't want my daughter dating black guys or something. And then you're just like, you know, like, I'm not racist, you know, I'm not racist, but, you know, like, I would just, like, you know, rather my daughter not date a black guy. And it's just like, so, like,
no, that makes you a racist.
Yeah, you're like, like, how do you even wrap your, like, I don't think they understand, like, the dumb shit that comes out of the, like, their mouth when they say something like that. It's just like,
well, let me ask you a question then, since we're talking about, like, people saying dumb stuff like that. When somebody, you know, because I know you have a lot of white friends, and I definitely have a lot of
100%.
White friends. When someone has a Confederate flag, one of your white friends have a Confederate flag, when you see that they have it, in your head, do you view the Confederate flag as a racist form, or like, what's your view on Confederate flag?
So the Confederate flag, just in its nature, is super racist. Just because if you read all the backstory of why the actual Confederate flag exists, it points straight to racism. Like, when you talk about friends, like, in certain people that I see have them, I also know, like, you know, because you just have, like, you know, because you got friends that, you know, don't know who they are. So, you know, like, you, like, I excuse some of the stuff they do because I'm just like, oh, you know, they're just ignorant, you know, so they don't actually, you know, and most, like, most people, to be honest, they don't understand what the Confederate flag is, and they don't actually know the history behind it, you know, and they'll try and throw out, like, you know, like, some bull, like some bull crap history if you don't know your history. And
yeah,
it's history, bro. You know, like, you know, we have this because it's history, and, you know, this is why we were fighting in the South. And it's just like, no, like, you have no clue why that Federate, like, why that Confederate flag even exists. So, like,
they're doing it because their peers are doing it. That's exactly what that is.
Yeah, sort of goes back to what you're saying. And so that's why, you know, I sort of, like, dismiss that stuff, you know? But then again, you know, I also understand that, like, that the history happened. And you can do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like...
Of course, anybody can.
It's just like the, you know, like, the people flying Trump flags and stuff. You know, it's just like... It seems like... and my, like, my problem, like, I fucking think Trump's hilarious. So, like, my problem is not with the Trump flags. It's, like, it's sort of, like, trying to get a rise out of people is what it seems like. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's exactly what it is.
And that's the problem that I have with it. you know, if you, like, if you're just like, yo, I like Trump, I like the stuff that he's doing, you know, I like all his political views and, you know, the fact that he doesn't take any shit. And I would be like, you know, and I'm the first person that would be like, okay, like, you've given me, like, substantial evidence on, you know, like, why you don't like the, you know, why you like this guy or whatever. And, you know, you can just go about your business. But most of the people, you know, just like, most of the people doing it is just like trying to get a rise out of everybody that hates Trump or just going against, you know, like, just, or, yeah, just going against, you know, the opposing parties. And that stuff, I just, you know, I have a problem with. But going back, like, going back to the Confederate flag, I don't have a problem if you, like, if you have the flag or whatever. Like, it's just, you know, it is, you know, like, you do what you want to do. And I feel like, as a nation, you know, like, that, like, that's what America's about. It's about doing, you know, like, we have, like, armed forces and, you know, we have civil liberties that protect our rights to do whatever we want to do. So, like, in that same breath, that's why I'm just like, you, I don't care if you have a flag. I don't care if you have a big sticker. You know, I don't care if you have a sign that says, like, you know, F all people that aren't white or F all black people, F all Spanish people. Like, I don't care. Like, that's not, you know, like, that's not for me to judge. You know, I don't know what, like, you know, like, what went in your history. You know, I don't know those people. And,
no, but you would care, though. You would care because you would care to the point to where you wouldn't associate yourself with people like that. Sure. Like, if you're saying that one of your friends you knew from high school, and now on the back of his thing, he's got Trump 2020 and this and that, and take him across the border, or, and, like, can you really put yourself in a predicament and chill with this guy? Like, I don't...
Definitely not. I just, you know, and I've been chilling in groups with, I've been chilling in groups and stuff, like, you know, with some of those people too. And, like, but for me, it's just like, it's not, you know, it's not my actual place to say, you know, like, I can, you know, I distance myself, you know, I don't have to speak to them. But in the same, you know, in the same breath, it's also, you know, those are the same, I hate it because those are the same people, you know, that hate, like, when the football players kneel. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like, okay, you know, like, you can protect your civil liberties, but, you know, like, when it comes to, you know, everything else, when it comes to your signs and your Confederate flags, you, like, you want to be protected. But then when somebody kneels because of, you know, like partitioning for justice, you know, but they always switch the story, which is, like, super hilarious because they always, you know, they always put it back to the, you know, the actual soldiers. And the, you know, and, like, I have a, like, military family. So I have a big military family. Mm-hmm. You know, my dad was in the Marines. My granddad, my uncle and aunt were in the Air Force. I got an older brother in the Army. So it's just, like, my whole family is military. And, you know, if you ask either, you know, if you ask any of them, you know, they're just, you know, they're like, you know, that's not, you know, we don't fight so that, you know, people stand up, you know, for the national anthem. Like, we fight so people can do whatever they want to do because it's America. And so,
they fought for your freedom of choice, freedom of speech. Like, that's what they fought for. So people, those same bumper Trump sticker people are the same people that are going to be like, oh, he's kneeling. That's disrespect to the country, this and that. It's like, okay, but you're doing the same disrespect in your form, and you view it as right. But anybody else of different color or race or background that's outside of yours is ignorant and stupid, and they need to be out of here. Like, that to me shows how much, like, thought process or the intelligence that group of person or that individual has. Because it's like, come on, bro. Like, look at what you're saying versus what it is. If you don't want to learn and evolve, then you know what? Go stay over there with those trailer trash people you want to be with.
Come on. You know, and that's, like, that touched on, like, legit all the points that I was mentioning. Because it would, like, you know, it's just crazy to think about, you know, like everybody sort, you know, they have like, you know, they have one standard, you know what I'm saying? So the minute, you know, like, and they'll try and argue, they're trying to argue to the death, because I've had conversations, you know, with those same people. And it sucks, like, because like I'm like a middleist, you know, I don't lean towards any side of anything, because I like to look, you know, I like to look at both perspectives and then see, you know, like which one actually makes sense to me. So, you know, like whenever I look at anything, that's what I'm looking at. But, you know, you'll talk to people and they'll try and tell you like, oh no, like, you know, it's different, you know, like that's not the same thing. It's different. And you're just like, no, like you're protecting your civil liberties by flying Confederate flags and, you know, like Trump flags or, you know, like whatever type of flags that offend other people, which are, you know, pretty much going to be like all flags. So, but that's, you know, that like that's besides the point, because I get that too. But then you're saying that, like, you know, that kneeling for, you know, to like go against like police brutality and, you know, like the disrespect of the Black community or, you know, different muted groups, you know, like the LGBT, you know, like you're saying that you can do like whatever you want to offend those people and that's fine. But then on the same, like in the same breath, you say, oh, you can't kneel for police brutality. And then, you know, and then once you, you know, once you hit them with that, they'll go straight to, oh, but, you know, they shouldn't do it. It's their job. And you're just like, bro, like, no, his job is an entertainer. Like, when you're watching sports, their job is to entertain you. And so as an entertainer, you take advantage of the biggest stage. And every, you know, like a bunch of people will use their, you know, like their platform to be able to like protest those things. And, you know, like whether it's actors or musicians or like, you know, athletes, like that, like that's the point. People, you know, people are going to look to you for a voice because you have the platform. Like they're not listening to, you know, they're not going to listen to friggin' Joe Schmo over here, like, you know, that's bagging groceries at Publix, you know, about, you know, the different, like, political views, like, you know, because he, like, his voice means absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why you look to these, like, you know, these big individuals. That's why you look to, you know, the LeBron James and the OBJs and, you know, the Marshawn Lynches. And that's why you, like, that's why you look to these guys, you know. And even but back on that, you know, that whole kneeling thing too. I think it sort of got a little bit shut down too because of like who was doing it. You know, like Kaepernick is like,
yeah,
sort of.
Kaepernick wasn't. He was famous, but he wasn't like Tom Brady famous. He wasn't LeBron James famous, Kobe Bryant famous. Because let's just say LeBron James started kneeling. You really think the NBA is going to blackball LeBron James?
No, he makes them too much money.
He makes them way too much money. You think they're going to blackball Tom Brady if he decided to kneel? No. It's just about like, it's Kaepernick. He was a star quarterback, yeah, but he was easily shut down versus somebody with way more followers, with way more people. And the fact, it all comes down to revenue. Kaepernick, yeah, he didn't fill as much seats as a Tom Brady would. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah, but all even
if you can't make the, you know, money.
But even besides that point, though, that you're making, which is like obviously like a really good point, it's the fact that it's sort of like that whole Obama effect. You know, like we, you know, like, oh, like Obama's our first like Black president, you know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, he was like half Black, half white, and that was the thing that happened with Colin Kaepernick. So this is not like Colin Kaepernick didn't live, you know, like even though he's like the voice for like whatever, like they could, like, somebody else should have took that lead. Because you got, like, because, like, Marshawn Lynch, you know, this, like, this dude literally, like, he was, I think, I don't know where it was from. I think he's either from Compton or, dang, what's the other one? Huh?
Oakland?
No. Oakland? It's around there, you know. I guess they're, you know, L.A., they're all sort of the same, like, places or whatever. But, you know, if Marshawn's doing it, like, people can get behind Marshawn Lynch. Or if, like, you know, like, somebody who's actually, like, been there, you know, they've been in the streets, they've witnessed, like whether it's police brutality or just, like, you know, like, being, I can't even think of that word, like, being stereotyped, you know, like, you're walking down the street, and, you know, like, a cop is pulling you over for no reason, you know what I'm saying? And so,
yeah,
like, if you had somebody that's, like, been through that, that's been, like, in there, you have a better opportunity to, like, understand and, like, get stuff done. Because the funniest thing, though, is that whole Marshawn Lynch thing. Like, Marshawn Lynch has been sitting for the national anthem his whole career. So, it's like, you know, it's crazy thing. He just, like, he sits on the bench. You know, and I'm not sure, like the reasoning behind it. But, you know, like, nobody's ever said anything about that. And so, it was just, you know, it was sort of blown up. But, you know, dude, you got, like, you know, like, you do what you want to do. Like, this is America. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know, he was just kneeling. Like, I don't get it. You know, like, I, you know, it is what it is. You know, like, he was freaking kneeling and they got, like, all pissy pants. And I know people, like, I know people to this day that just, like, they won't watch the NFL because of that. And I'm just like, oh my God. Ignorance. And I'm just like, sort of like, and man, and you know, and I do hang around, like, you know, like, a lot of my friends are white. And obviously, like, my wife is white. So, like, I just find myself in super awkward situations, especially, like, when it comes to, like, you know, like, family gatherings and stuff. Because, like, I'm intelligent enough to, like, to have a conversation with pretty much anybody. But, like, you know, when you start talking about, you know, like, it's, you know, when you start talking about the kneeling, or, you know, you start talking about Obama, or you start talking about Trump, and it just leads to racist stuff all the time. And I'm like, you know, I'm just like,
I like to do things, like, when you have a conversation with people, and I probably learned this from a friend of mine. Yes. You know him, Pujo. Like, he's really good at taking your words and giving you the taste of your own medicine. Like, twisting it and making you realize, like, what you're saying sounds either stupid or maybe you just don't know enough. And that's kind of what you have to do with some of these people. But then those are groups of people, even in family members, that are just so blind that you can't even have a conversation with them. And at that point, it's either you just leave or you just start picking their buttons for fun and games at that point. Like, because there's no other point. If you can't make somebody view something differently just for conversation's sake, then don't continue a conversation with them or push their buttons until it's not laughable anymore and then walk away. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only two options.
Yeah. And for me, you know, I'm super not like I can be like confrontational, you know, when like, just when I want to, I just don't, you know, I just don't have that like the need, because
energy.
it's just most of the time, like most of the rooms that I walk in with those people, I'm always the smartest guy there. So there's no, like, there's no need, you know, and obviously, like, I say that, like, with the most humility, but, you know, just the different type of stuff you talk about, like, you just know, like, once somebody starts talking about something, like, and they're just, like, spouting, like, in, like, opinions and not like actual facts. You're just like, yo, you have no clue. Like, it's just, I hate it because with me as a person, the reason why I know a little bit about everything is because like I choose to see all perspectives of things. So when I'm having a conversation, I'm just like, yo, I don't know much about it, but like, let me hear your perspective. So like I can actually take all that information you're giving me and then form my own opinion. So I'm not sitting here just like just spouting shit off the top of my head. That's wrong and that's right. That's wrong and that's right. And people want to be right so bad, they end up looking like the stupidest person ever.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, man. Like, I've changed a lot since high school. I mean, for you sure. Know me for a long time, man. And I used to be that guy. I used to be that ignorant guy where I'll just have a conversation and I'll die in the hill. Even though I know in my heart I could be wrong, but I'll just die in the hill just to die. Because I don't want you to win. Just being ignorant. And like I said, and I surrounded myself with good friends who has dealt with all my BS. And even though, and when I say BS, I mean like all the conversations, like they've changed me to make me better in a way. Like the people you surround yourself really represent you and mold you in society. You know what I mean? For the better. Like, because if your friends tell you how it is, like your true friends will really tell you when you're wrong or when you messed up. They're not going to hold back. And those are the real friends you need in your life. That's that balance that everyone needs. Someone to say, yo, dude, you messed up, bro. You messed up real bad. And that's sometimes it was a tough pill for me to swallow as a man growing up. Like, it was hard for me to apologize for my mistakes. But I've learned through life, like, yo, through up and downs, if people are willing to forgive you, you got to man up and just come to your senses and
be better. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
And that's the biggest thing. The biggest thing you touched on is like, and that, like, that's one of the biggest reasons like people are full of shit. And it's just because they don't have good friends. Like, their friends allow them to just like spout spout BS all day, like without like correcting them. Like, people don't understand what it means to correct. You're not like, it's not about, yelling at somebody so that they see your point of view or, they see anything. It's about like, talking to them in correction. And it's like a lot of people, and it's a tough, like, just like going back to what you were saying, it's a tough pill to swallow, just like looking in the mirror, because a lot of us, we just don't want to look in the mirror. And that's the scariest thing, is just looking in the mirror and going like, dang, I was wrong, bro. If you like, once you understand that and you have that strength to be able to just like combat that feeling, it's crazy. So,
yeah, it gives yourself power to say that you're wrong in some weird way. Like, when you go to your friends and be like, yo, my bad about last night, this and that, you, in some weird way, like, I feel like it's given me some type of power to where it's like, damn, like, I'm apologizing. And it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like, damn, like, the stuff, like, I don't know, it just changes you in a way to where you're not a piece of shit anymore. Like, you are becoming a man, like, or a grown woman. Like, you're just,
yeah, man. And that's like, no, and naturally, that's a big thing, because it's not just the fact in, like, admitting you're wrong and stuff. That's also like forgiveness. See, and people don't understand is that we carry around that weight. Like, when we mess up and like, we feel ashamed, or like, whether that's a shameful, like, because you were wrong, or, you did somebody wrong or something like that. Like, we feel the shame of that. and just being able to, so whenever you're, you know, whenever you're admitting like, yo, hey, you know, I messed up, I was wrong, hey, you know, right, that's release, that's releasing all that weight and all that negative energy that you have built up. That's releasing that shame that, you know, that you feel. And so, yes, and that's like, you know, and that's
100%.
Like the craziest thing that you touched on, and that was like, just like come full circle, bro, like through everything, just full circle.
Yeah, there's a bunch of friends from high school that that I hung out with a lot, like every single day. And, you know, we had our differences and we stopped hanging out for any reasons. And at some point in time, like, I was really big on not forgiving people. Like, I was, like, hard-headed in a way. But then it's like, for what? Why are you holding all this transgression? Or why are you, you know, why are you holding that win? That's only going to do yourself damage, bro. Let it be gone, bro. Forgive and forget to an extent, right? Depending on what happened. And, you know, and that's just, life goes on, bro. Don't hold grudges. Don't do that. Don't hurt yourself and your spirit bro, for someone else. And the that's giving them power. Thing, you know, and I, like, don't
I've
do actually that.
Heard this, like I've been listening to a lot of those guys lately. Like Tom Bilyeu and Joe Rogan and all these guys. And it's just like, and, you know, and they're saying that, you know, not forgiving somebody and holding grudges against people is like drinking poison and expecting that other person to die. And you, bro, right
that's,
on the...
Damn, that's know, really good. Right I've never heard of that one.
You know, you just like... Because that's all, you know, that's all it is. You're just freaking, you know, you're drinking poison expecting that other person to die. So all that resentment and the grudges and the unforgiveness that you're holding, you know, you're like, you're making yourself sick. So you're making yourself sick. You're making yourself weak. You know, that other person's not thinking, you know, that other person's not thinking to, you know, giving a damn about you. So you're sitting over here holding on to all that stuff when they're living their life, you know, so you're dying inside while they're just, you know, going on about their life. And that's crazy.
Yeah, and that is crazy. And, like, the only time, like, if I get in an argument with somebody and I barely know you or whatever, like, I'm not going to give a damn how far I pushed your buttons. Because I don't care about you. But someone who I consider my brother, someone who's a real good friend of mine, like, we get in an argument, I'm going to be more, not mad at the fact that we got in an argument or about whatever the topic was. I'm going to be more mad that I'm now at a battle with a friend of mine. That's going to hurt me more. So that's why I make, like I mess up and I hate it and it's like a feud. And then now it's like, no, I'm going to apologize because that's somebody I care about. That's somebody who I consider family or blood. Like, I'm going to make sure that we're good at the end of the day, no matter what I did or what that person did. Like, other than that, if I don't know you, I'm not going to give a damn. And people who drink that poison
100%,
think otherwise, 100%, you know? Man.
All right, sort of nearing the end of the show, but, yo, I really appreciate you freaking coming on, and, you know, this was, like, such a good combo, bro. Like, you know, we're gonna do another one, definitely, you know, just going into depth about a bunch of different topics.
Yeah, man.
Loved it. You were great. Guys, this was an amazing show. Got to do it with good friend of mine, really appreciate Jose Guzman, guys. Go find him. Once again, I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and you're on Woke with Anthony. All right, man. I appreciate you, bro. Yeah.
Later, man. God bless.